is about the deer. 10:21:13 is about the cows. 10:35:5 is also about the cows. 10:21:17 is about the Aborigines. They're humans. Then there's a number of verses glorifying the cowherd boys. Then a number of verses, 4 verses, glorifying Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Then there's some verses glorifying the gopis. Well, there's some verses saying how the gopis see Krishna come home. Then how thinking about Krishna makes them forget everything. Then how the women of Mathura appreciate the exalted position of the gopis. Then how Krishna loves the gopis. Then Krishna himself expresses his own feelings about the gopis. And then Uddhava glorifies the gopis. And then there's a verse, 10:21:9, spoken by Radharani. So in this way, there's a whole lot of verses establishing the glories of Vrindavan. So finally, having been through all these verses, Janmajaya is very happy. He's ecstatic. Understanding the glories of Goloka Vrindavan and its residents. Jaimini gives a benediction that whoever hears or chants this narration with devotion will attain Goloka Vrindavan. So if you've all listened carefully, or at least when the book comes out, if you read it very carefully, then you may get that. Then there's a final verse, very nice verse. Obeisances to him, the son of the blessed king of the cowherds, who is always astir with causeless compassion. He himself causes his servant to develop devotion for him. And then he becomes extremely satisfied, as if the devotee was being very kind to him by expressing that devotion. And that is the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And that is the end of our course, really. Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai. So we've still got a couple of days left. What to do? Oh, yes. That Sarup is a cowherd boy, but he has a direct connection with Radharani. Other cowherd boys do not. Right? Yes. Well, there are different groups of cowherd boys. Some have, you know, some connection with the gopis. Others have no connection. Some of them, not all. But you see, he is actually the brother of Radharani. He is Sridham's brother. Sridham is the brother of Radharani. Acha. Okay. Let us just say then that Sarup appears to be in that position, one of that group who Srimati Radharani interacts with, although, you know, so many of the cowherd boys, they think these girls, as small boys are often prone to think, you know, what fun are these girls? They can't play, you know, our rough, tough games. Who needs them? But then there are other cowherd boys who are also participating and assisting in the conjugal pastimes. Anyway, one way or the other, it's quite clear, obviously, that Sarup has some connection with Srimati Radharani. Yes. Dadu is asking, what things does Radharani do with Sarup? Well, one thing is, she sends him, it appears, if there's someone who needs to be preached to. Yes. Like Jana Sharma. So he got that special mission from Radharani, and he did it very nicely. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.